This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
From the You Can't Make This Up file, air traffic controllers, Lee, are taking a 45-day paid trauma leave after the Newark airport incident. 45 days off for a 60-second, yes, admittedly traumatic, radio outage. 60 seconds. Headline, Fox News, air traffic controllers take trauma leave after close calls, communications failures in Newark. And the reason for this, by the way, it's paid. So I'd be like,
of course, yeah.
Yeah, I'm experiencing, what is it? Hold on, let me look at my phone. PTSD, that's what I have. Yeah, that's me. I'll take 45 days off. Going to Hawaii, you know. That's great. What allows this? Well, under the Federal Employees Compensation Act, FECA, we call it fecal.
Just thinking the same thing. I'm sorry. Oh, boy. We're in the gutter already.
I know.
7 o'clock already.
Well, no, we're doing better than most days. We're in the gutter by 6:30.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, no. Under the FECA Act, air traffic controllers are entitled to a 45-day continuation of pay or trauma leave for mental health conditions like stress, anxiety, or post-traumatic stress disorder from an identifiable work-related incident.
Now, I got a question. Listen, I understand that's a stressful situation, but you're on the ground in a tower.
Yeah.
And you lose communication.
Right.
What about the pilots in a plane and the ground says, sorry, we can't see you. We can't communicate. We don't know where anybody is. I think those are the folks that will be getting paid leave. Of course, you know, once again, the pilots are, they're looking at what's going on. And so they have a responsibility for their plane and passengers and all that stuff. So they, you know, there's a backup there. You've actually got a pilot there flying the darn thing. So anyway, but yeah, it's a bad situation. It shouldn't happen. And it's because this nation, because Congress has not for decades funded upgrades to our FAA controlled situation and computers and radars.
Yeah, we got 1980s era stuff. I mean, sorry, after $37 trillion, like, where did it go?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, this is the same thing we're hearing about. Well, we can't stop the fraud in the federal government because we're still using 1980s computers. Some of them have floppy disks.
Yeah, which many in our audience don't even know what that is.
Right. Well, no, I mean, and Jesse Waters said, look, they like it this way. That's why they don't update it. But where does the money go then? I don't know.
Yeah.
So they're short already 3,000 of these air traffic controllers. Yeah. Now these guys are taking time off, so they're canceling flights right and left. You know what the answer is here? This is not hard stuff, right? It's never hard. The answer is never hard, right?
Yeah.
If you have political will to do it, privatize this and be done.
Yeah.
Then guess what? The FECA, Federal Employees Compensation Act, does not apply.
Yeah.
And guess what else? You'll get to use their more modern equipment that they already have.
Well, you remember what Ronald Reagan did when the air traffic controllers went on strike?
Yes.
You're fired.
Exactly. And this way, you know what? I think they should all have to go through the application process again so we can sort out the ones Obama let in who couldn't make it because they were not mentally qualified to be air traffic controllers, have no business doing this, from the ones who do have business doing this. Let them all reapply for their jobs. It'll keep America safer. There, see, look, it's not even 10 minutes into this segment, and I just solved the problem.
Yeah.
Common sense, y'all. And meanwhile, I mean, Fox News reporting, I mean, they've had over 1,000 of these across airports. Why? I mean, this is just so stupid. You know? And I mean, you tell the private sector, yes, I would like to take a 45-day break from my 60 seconds of trauma. And they're like, what? And when you pay as well, you know, I mean, they are so well paid. Are you kidding me? They'll be like, okay, bye. See ya. That guy needs an attitude adjustment. That's how it should be. These are important jobs. This is life or death stuff, you know? You can get people killed.
Yeah.
So, meanwhile.
And I just still think it's hilarious the way that you had Democrats will immediately say, well, Trump's to blame. And it's like, this has nothing to do.
That's why they're elevating this.
Yes, exactly. Because this has nothing to do with anything the Trump administration has done.
No, it's the equipment. Yes. It's the age of it. It's how the screw up in the policy really goes back to Barack Obama and Joe Biden. I mean, come on.
Most recently, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's ridiculous. Okay. Meanwhile, on another subject, everybody's head spinning yesterday over Iran and Trump's two comments.
I would much prefer a strong, verified deal where we actually blow them up. But
that's very verified.
Or just denuke them.
Isn't the U.S. position that Iran can have an enrichment program as long as it doesn't reach a weapons?
We haven't made that decision yet. We will, but we haven't made that decision yet.
Yeah, it's very verified when you blow them up.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This is a different Trump than last time on Iran. And part of the reason here is that he's got, I mean, I understand his thinking, makes perfect sense. When the Democrats come back in office, they immediately begin, you know, sending billions of dollars to Iran with which to get the nukes, to acquire the missile delivery technology, to do all of it. The Democrats are practically merged with Iran. Oh, and by the way, Iran sent two assassins to kill Trump, and the Democrats were cool with it. And so he knows he's got to stop Iran. He's got to defang Iran in a way he didn't really have to do last time. And he's got very limited amount of time to do it. And so, listen, this is him outraged after Iran, the Ayatollah, put a fatwa on him and his team, threatened to assassinate him, but vowed to assassinate him, and then sent assassins to do it. One of whom, both of whom are, you know, on trial, about to go on trial, but one of whom even cut a deal with a cartel hitman. And what was the response on that from the Biden regime?
And I can say that if I were president and somebody was being threatened, openly threatened, like they've threatened me, I would say, if you do that, even if this was an opponent who I disliked, if you do that, we will obliterate your entire country and it would all stop. But they wouldn't make that statement. They won't make that statement.
Again, the Democrats rolled out the red carpet for the president of Iran a week after we caught the second assassin trying to flee the weekend of Butler. I still think he had some involvement with one of these assassinations. And Trump is rightly afraid. The FBI won't disclose any of the information. But what we do know is that the assassin entered the country after the FBI approved a special visa for him. They stopped him at the airport. They interviewed him. They let him go. And then they let him overstay that visa. Finally picked him up as he headed out of the country the weekend of Butler. We don't know any of the details on that because they won't disclose him despite demands for 30,000 pages from Congress. So if you're Trump, you're a little paranoid about Iran. You're a little scared. You're a little frightened. You should be. And you know, Democrats get back in office, they'll be allowed to hunt you, virtually allowed to hunt you on the soil. So what do? Well, you threaten them. You say, we will turn your country to glass if you kill me. And then you take the ability of Iran away to do that. And it needs to be taken away. Lee, we can't have the Ayatollah threatening to kill the president of the United States, having sent two assassins to do it. Oh, and we'll let him get nukes. Those things don't work. You kill or attempt to kill the president of the United States of America, that's an act of war. So, yeah. Trump, I think this is equal and opposite. I know a lot of people disagree with me on that. This is equal and opposite. I would like to see these facilities bombed yesterday. And a lot of people say, but Israel should take care of their own. Israel can do whatever they want with Iran. This is between the Republican Party, Trump, and Iran. No other country has attempted to assassinate a president of the United States to put a fatwa on him. On Twitter, for the love of God. I get censored, but not the Ayatollah of Iran when figure. He puts it. Back in the day when Dorsey owned it. So this is an escalated situation. This is not Trump carrying out the dictates of Israel. This is not that. This is new. He gets it. That's him saying that we got to change the way that we handle this. So once you hear all of that, listen, Trump, again, and it'll make sense to you.
I would much prefer a strong, verified deal where we actually blow them up, or just denuke them.
Isn't the U.S. position?
And when he says blow them up, he's not talking about killing like people. He's talking about blowing up the nuclear reactors.
The facilities, the enrichment facilities.
Yeah, and which are technically civilian. But they're now talking in terms, this is where they should go, of no, Iran is not going to be allowed to have a civilian nuclear program. Sorry. Not when you behave like this. Again, for anyone who, I'm sure someone's texting you right now, who are we to say, you try to kill our president? Now we have every right to say that's an act of war. And they got to be defanged. And it's very dangerous not to take them out, their nuclear capabilities, should the Democrats ever come into office again. They have to be taught that no matter what the Democrats let you do, and no matter how many marches you march in together, and no matter that you're sharing the bill 50-50 for those violent Hamas assaults on campus, which Carby admitted they were, you don't get to merge with the Democrat Party. We're going to take your ability away to hurt people. Trump understands it like no one else because he lives it. Every single day he has to worry about an assassin's bullet from Iran. Again, I can't think of a bigger act of war. That is an equal and opposite response. It's the right response. Or things are going to spin out of control. He's not, folks, he won't live. He will not survive the rest of his term if he doesn't do things like this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.